Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for January 23rd to the 29th. So I want to thank everybody for coming out to our healing blast on Saturday. Had some really good feedback and comments from everybody that came, and I'm glad that it did something that shifted something for everybody. If you haven't had a chance, if you weren't at the live and you haven't had a chance yet to go in and experience it for yourself, make sure that you take that as a priority this week, that you go in and you allow yourself to receive that healing. And we also, you know, change things up because one of the things that Spirit's showing me again is that we need to become our own healers. So there's a lot of things that we actually can do with energy and move energy and change energy, especially within ourselves. And so that's going to be part of the teachings of everything that we're doing now. It's going to be the not so much having to rely on other people to facilitate healing within ourselves, but just having the knowing and the remembering that we are energetic beings and we have the ability to move and manipulate and create energy at will as well. So that's going to be a great reminder for us all. Even for those of us who consider ourselves seasoned energy people, you know, I've been, in this realm for a really long time, and there's nothing that helps you to reset and, restart everything than not being well. And so you don't have to go there. You don't have to hit the unwell spot in order to come back from it. So remind yourself about that. There's lots of things that I've known over the years that I've had been taught to me that I've, experienced and wasn't always doing them for myself. So remember this for sure. It's a really, really important lesson. Absolutely. And it's so easy for us to get caught up in the human mode of things, right? The busy mind mode of work, tasks. What do I have to do? What's my next thing? What do I have to take care of? What's on my to-do list? And a lot of times we're actually missing on that to-do list. And even if we are on the to-do list, sometimes it's minimal, right? Like, maybe you do meditate, maybe you make time to meditate, but maybe it's 5 minutes out of your day or 10 minutes or half an hour if you're generous. And then the rest of the time you're in human mode. And so that's where that imbalance happens. And I feel like, 2023 is going to be a significant year for change on the planet and in our lives, of course, because we are on the planet. And of course, everything is connected energetically. So one thing cannot shift and change without the other. And so that means that as it changes, we change. As we change, it changes. It's this relationship that we have that comes back and forth and flows through us, sharing the breath of life, sharing the flow of life. And so this week, when I tuned in to ask about what was going to be really important for us, what we kind of needed to bring our awareness to, they started off by saying duality resides in the mind still. And so I just want to feel into that a little bit more and see where they're taking us with that. Because when they were explaining it to me, they were showing again, and of course they do it through my experiences as well, right? Remember, everything I'm teaching you guys, the majority of it, I don't just get to read it in a book, unfortunately. Unfortunately, they have always made me have the experience so that I can teach through the experience. I wish it was another way. I wish that they could just show it to me and I could look at it like I was reading a book or seeing a picture instead of actually having to have the experience. But I guess that's the way that they figure that I need to be a greater teacher is having, and I can tell you this, there's, no other way to develop compassion in your life than being the one that feels everything. So what they showed me with this, so the duality resides in the mind still. So this is kind of like, you know, we're, for as much progress as we think that we're making, sometimes they're saying to me right now, it backslides on us. So there's that, they're still saying that division happens. So saying we, there's body, mind, and spirit or soul. And they say that we're using that interchangeably. So we're not recognizing the differences between all of them and the attentions that they do need. They're saying that that creates duality within our energy field. And so they're saying we're not outside of ourselves. So when we're looking at, so as an example, if we're working on something that's in the physical body, they're saying right now to me right now, not just in this realm. So we have to remind ourselves that a lot of things that we're feeling, because they're saying timeline merges. So a lot of the things that we're feeling can be from fragments of ourselves in other realms, right? All coming through, all coming into alignment in some way, shape, or form. And so when we don't have the focus on the entirety of our beings and just on one singular aspect of it, they're saying to me right now that there's a division in the layers. So there's a division in the healing that happens. And so they're saying to me, prosperity happens on all levels or can happen on all levels for us. And when they talk about prosperity, that's the ultimate balance that comes into our life. So again, you know, when we think about money and creation and success being outside of ourselves, it's actually not. It happens from within. It's created within. And they're saying that the reason that it is lack or lacking is because that duality still exists. So that the they're showing me the they're saying not acknowledging the I, not acknowledging the I am in the self. So not acknowledging those layers all coming together. And so it's interesting because I think part of the energy layer of us that we take the least, that most for granted, that we kind of give the least attention or focus to, is what we call our spiritual energy. So not our soul energy. So our soul energy, you know, residing in the physical body, in the mind, in the head, our soul energy anchoring, sitting there, but our, what they call our spirit energy. And so our spirit energy is kind of like that open, flowing expansionness that encompasses who we are, but it also helps us to have the sensory experiences, the emotional experiences of everything, because it's how we feel, sense, experience things before they actually come into our physical energy. And so this would be, you know, just as an example, when we, you know, say you're sensitive to full moon energy or new moon energy or the solar flares or the geostorms or any of that stuff, it's actually your spiritual energy that picks up on that on the radar first and foremost. It's that energy field that picks things up. The same thing happens, you know, if you've got a friend that's thinking about you, or you've got, you know, a friend or a family member that needs help or is struggling, and you have that sense that comes in that, oh, I should be reaching out to that person or should be connecting with them. That's being picked up through your spiritual energy. So it's that spiritual energy that kind of like is much, much larger than your physical body. And it's much more expansive than your soul energy, because the soul energy is very much in this lifetime, it's anchored to the physical body. Your spiritual energy is not. Your spiritual energy is very, very expansive. And so when we neglect that energy to nurture it, to strengthen it, to build it, what happens is that energy becomes weakened. And when that energy becomes weakened, that's when our energy can like feel scrambled. We can feel like, you know, our minds are scrambled, our bodies feel scrambled, the energy feels scrambled. There feels like there's like a lack of direction or a lack of balance. They can feel like there's a lack of inspiration, a lack of connection. And so they're showing me that right now, they're saying that, you know, we've been showing you guys how to do this, create the expansion and awareness through your breath, through using your breath. And the reason that they do that, because that energy, our spiritual energy, very much flows like that. So it, if we were to have to describe it in, you know, in a way, it would be very much like the breath. So it's, if you take a breath in right now, you can probably feel that expansion, that open, right? You can feel that, maybe, you know, you can sense all the little particles or all the little energies moving together to create this force or this field of flow. And so what they want us to do is they want us to start engaging with our spiritual energy more and more. And of course, we can do this, you know, just through the simple practice of mindfulness, which is just giving your energy and your focus on one particular thing at a time, and not allowing your mind to wander off. But we can do this in a more substantial way, because what they want us to do is start to learn how to have that energy field be really open and expansive, so that there's lots of flow, so that creativity can flow through us in a bigger way. And of course, with creative flow, when we talk about creative flow coming through, this means that, you know, you will receive insights or inspiration on a multiple of levels. So again, we can take this into, you know, if it's relationships that you're working on or relationships that you're going through, what will happen is, with your spiritual energy being expanded more, there will be clarity in there. So you will just have a sense and a knowing of, you know, what's a yes, what's a no, who you should be with, who you shouldn't be with. Also, that energy, that expansion in that spiritual energy will then shift and change your frequency. So your people that are being called to you or drawn to you will also be different. They'll be from a different caliber. They'll have a different frequency. So if you're somebody who is single and you're looking for relationships, or you're that, so that will shift and change for you, where you will then start to attract other people that are of the same frequency, which is happening right now for you right now. But because your energy is not as expanded as it needs to be, your spiritual energy field is not as flowing or active as it needs to be, or clear, clean, they're saying, as it needs to be, then of course you would be attracting other energy fields that are similar, right? They're saying the size fits. So it's really kind of like, you know, trying on a pair of pants. You know your size. You're not going to fit into a pair of pants that don't fit you. And it's the same thing for when we're attracting energetic beings or experiences into our field. If the energy field doesn't fit us, meaning it's not a match for us, it won't come into our energy field. Now, we can take that, you know, our spiritual energy field, and we could take it to our physical body. So if we're working on physical healing, as an example, so we can, you know, one of the things that they're having me do right now through this physical healing is really, really coming into communication with the organs in my body, which is something that I think, you know, a lot of us, we take for granted, you know, especially, you know, until you have a heart attack, or, you know, you have something that, you have a stroke, or you have something that majorly happens. And then, you know, obviously that organ has your attention. But we can also, you know, make these, the connections. There's such a great intelligence in all of the organs in our bodies. And you guys know that my history with traditional Chinese medicine, being an acupuncturist for years, of course, this was one of the, you know, biggest medicines that came into my life that you could see instant results from. It wasn't something that you needed to take for a while. It wasn't something that you needed to build up in your system. It was literally, you could put needles into the body and you could rearrange the energy with the needles and instantly have a headache go away, instantly have pain disappear, instantly have somebody not feel anxious or nervous. all of these things. And so to me, it was, you know, it's such a powerful medicine. And of course, I still use it to this day. But traditional Chinese medicine, which has been around since the beginning of time, right? The first medicines on this planet. And one of the teachings that they teach in there is that all of the organs carry the vibration of an emotion. And so for me, you know, a big work that I'm doing right now is with my liver. And so the emotion that comes with the liver is anger. And so, you know, definitely, you know, through my entire life, there's definitely, I've, you know, had been angry about a lot of things. I've had resentment and bitterness and anger, and all of that affects the energy of my liver. And so when we acknowledge all of the emotions that our organs store and carry for us, and then we acknowledge them to be, you know, an entity within themselves, again, it brings that connection together. It's that strengthening. They're saying the quickening to me. So it's really like that coming together of forces, of force fields coming together. So again, you know, you have this realization that you're not on this, you know, journey on your own. Outside of knowing that you've got guides and, you know, all of that that are outside yourself. But within yourself, you have this high intelligent that exists in every system, you know, in your immune system, in your central nervous system, in your blood, in your bones, in your DNA, and then every single organ that you have. And so part of the healing that we're going to do is when we're working on that expansion of our spiritual energy, that strengthening of our spiritual energy, is we're going to incorporate what it is our organs are needing as well. So by paying attention to the emotions that we're feeling. So if you're feeling a lot of fear or anxiety, that emotion belongs to the kidneys. So a kidney's adrenal glands. So if you're feeling that kind of energy, that, you know, bring your attention to that organ in your body and have some communication there. What foods does that part of your body want? What's helpful for that part of your body? What are things that you can do to support it? And have a conversation with them. Have when you take your time to do your meditate, if you're somebody who struggles with meditation for sitting there in silence for 30 minutes or that, make this a meditation for you. Make this like just bringing your focus and your attention to the organs of your body, to the ones that are coming up for you, the ones that are storing memories and energy for you. And that's when we then bring in that expansion of our spiritual energy and allow the energy to expand around the organs so that healing can happen, so that we can move things within our physical body, within our energy field. And so we're going to continue to work on this, and I'll continue to share this stuff with you. But this week they're saying that have the awareness of the self. And so the self not just being the mind, the self not just being the name that you have or the label that you have, but having the awareness of the whole self, the whole, you know, your whole being. And paying attention to, you know, where in your physical body are you holding any tension, right? What's the organ that's around there, right? Like, is your chest heavy? Does your chest feel heavy or tight or sore? Does it feel like your lungs? When were the last time that you checked in with your lungs? Your lungs carry grief and sadness and loneliness. What about your stomach? There's, you know, that's worry. There's all kinds of worry that's being held there. So pay attention to the organs in your body and see what they have to say to you this week. Have a, you know, tune in and a check in with them and see what kind of support that they need. And once we kind of have this awareness, they're saying it's a building of strength. So there's a, you know, it's a coming of alignment. It's all of these centers, you know, our physical body, our soul energy and our spiritual energy all coming into alignment so that we become this greater entity, this greater being. And they're saying to me more possibilities come with that. So when we have this greater alignment, this energy alignment that happens, it really does, they're saying crystal clear. So it really does become clearer for us. Our path ahead becomes clearer. The purpose becomes clear. The whys and the whats become clearer for us. And really, that's, you know, we've been lacking clarity for so long, that this is going to be the time. This, you know, they're just keep flashing that 2023. This is going to be the year for significant changes. And things can't change significantly without clarity. Okay, guys, so we are getting together on Friday, this Friday, which is the 27th, I believe. And we're doing the readings. So if you're not going to be able to make the live and you do have a question for Spirit, please do send an email. Send it now, though. Don't wait until Friday at 5 o'clock, because it'll go to the bottom of the pile. And so what I will be doing in the live readings is I will be reading one-on-one and then going in and doing the email, so back and forth. So if you're not going to be there, then you can submit your question. And I'll leave the questions anonymous, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say who the email is from when I'm reading the question. And if you can make the live and be there on Friday, then that's awesome. Then I get to see you. And if not, then the replays will be up in the hub and you can go in and see what your answer was for your question. Okay, guys, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will see you soon.